I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and we are talking about fireworks. The fireworks season is coming up. People in the area can start buying fireworks on the 20th. What are the rules for fireworks in Chillicothe?
Yeah, so the stands are able to sell on the 20th, which is Monday. Doesn't provide us the right to go ahead and shoot those fireworks. Our ordinance lays that out. Common fireworks to be shot or detonated July 1st through the 4th, starting at 8 a.m. on all days. And the 1st through the 3rd, you have to end by 10 p.m. On the 4th, the ordinance allows you to shoot or detonate those fireworks from until 11 p.m. We as the police department ask that you abide by that because it makes our job easier. You know, we're going to get called all hours of the day for this issue because a lot of people, there's people that don't like the fireworks. There's people's animals that don't like the fireworks. And then you also have the debris issues. So we try to provide that service and respond to those calls. But you got to remember, we're taking other calls as well.
Now, you just mentioned debris. What are we supposed to do with that debris?
Dispose of it yourself. You know, have water on hand and make sure that is clearly put out, that there's no fire, and then dispose of that yourself. Don't just leave it in the roadway or in your neighbor's yard. Or in the past, we've had the debris fall on houses. And so one of the best things is don't do it in a residential area. Don't use aerial fireworks in those residential areas because that could land on something that is not yours and cause a lot of problems for somebody who wasn't even involved.
What type of fireworks are allowed?
It's against the law to possess, throw, or explode, or detonate bottle rockets. Any type or size of firework that is aerial, having a cylinder or cartridge, that is not intended to completely consume before landing. So, you know, your bottle rockets, everybody thinks when it's firework season that everybody wants to shoot bottle rockets or something that explodes. But that's the stuff that causes the biggest problem. It has the high potential for a problem, and that because of that debris landing on a roof or in someone else's yard and you not be able to locate it and know where it went. Also, we've had issues where it's hit cars before, hit vehicles, hit people. And so we want to inform and help educate the public so we don't have these issues this year, so no one gets hurt or property gets damaged. This time of year, we see an increase in property damage and injury because of this issue.
Who should be using the fireworks?
Yeah, so you should always have an adult around, you know, have a responsible adult, somebody that's clearly not intoxicated. We see that a lot. And so just be responsible. If you're responsible, you know what fireworks you can use, you know what you can't use. And so the best thing is have that adult around and know our ordinance.
Nearly any of the fireworks are at least somewhat dangerous, including what looks like one of the safest fireworks, sparklers. Really be dangerous.
They can be dangerous. And if, you know, what we've seen with that is, you know, the kiddos have their little sparkler and they're not paying attention. It can either touch their face or touch a friend or a sibling, you know, and they're not paying attention to where the end of that sparkler's at.
Any other ideas for folks that have, say, pets or, you know, small children that don't like the strong sounds, the really loud sounds?
Yeah, again, coming back to being responsible, you know, thinking about your neighbor, thinking about your fellow citizen, know that not everybody likes fireworks and especially animals. And so this time of year, what you can do is, you know, have your animal inside. If you have a basement, put them in your basement during these times. And one thing we see is an increase this year is runaway pets. And we try to help. But remember, we're also responding to other more serious calls. And so those were our babies just as much as anything. And so have your pets away. You know, you can't control other people. So make sure your fences are locked if you're going to have them outside. And so just be responsible and think about your neighbors when you're doing this kind of stuff.
That is Chillicothe Police Chief John Maples, and this is Cop Talk.